All right, here we go. Thursday morning, ladies and gentlemen, on 97.9 The Hill. Time for Mr. Kiger to walk in. Well, there he is, right
Thank
there.
You, sir.
Yeah, just right on time, always.
I like to be punctual. Yeah. Punctual.
Our trivia question every morning at this time is brought to you by the Forest Duke, great retirement community in Durham. Go to forestduke.org if you'd like to find out all the details.
Thanks, the Forest Duke.
Yeah.
Today,
what's going on?
We're doing taglines.
Taglines?
Taglines.
Right. Like in You're It?
Tag, no, you're it? Not as in team wrestling either.
Oh, okay. No tag
team. Tag team.
All right.
You remember as a kid watching wrestling?
Yes. Yes, I do.
And Johnny Weaver.
I watched it quite a bit
Abdominal stretch with George Becker.
Yeah, I remember.
I remember that one.
Boy, that goes way back.
Yeah.
And when I was a kid, I used to watch that. And also when my son was a kid, we used to watch wrestling sometimes. It was kind of fun.
The family that watches wrestling stays together.
Grapples
Hey,
together.
Mom, let me try this on you. The atomic drop.
Really? Yeah. Zach used to try some of this stuff on Cam, his little sister.
Yeah, that I'm was glad not, Cam still has her joints intact.
That was not cool.
Yeah.
We'd always stop him.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Taglines.
You'd probably like to do it now.
If Think Small was once Volkswagen's slogan, originated in 1959, okay. And in 1912, Morton Salt came out with When It Rains,
It Pours.
Right. Then what company used I liked it so much, I bought the company.
Oh, man. That sounds really familiar, but I don't get an immediate association.
Which company used the tagline by the gentleman who literally bought the company and turned it around? I liked it so much, I bought the company.
Wow.
If you know the company, use that tagline. Give us a call, 919-929-WCHL. You're going to win a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers Warrior. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
Alexa, can you make me some coffee?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Of course not. Well, how about some music? What's the best way to start my day in Chapel Hill?
Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Should I play the station WCHL?
That's right, of course. 97.9 The Hill's morning show is exactly what I'm looking for.
I woke up with Ronstadt's.
Whoa, you know Ronstadt's? Alexa, what town is always a degree cooler?
Carborough.
You do know Ron Stutz. Alexa, play WCHL.
Okay.
Of all the places you could wake up, you decided to wake up here. I'm Ron Stutz.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
Whether you're climbing out of bed or into your car, tune in every weekday morning starting at 6 and wake up with Ron Stutz on 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station.
Man, I think you stumped me on this one, Freddie.
If you look over, I'll give you a visual clue here.
Okay. Something to do with shaving. Gillette. Was it Gillette?
Remington.
Or Schick. Oh, or
Remington.
Okay.
Victor Kermit Khayyam II liked Remington shavers so much, he bought the financially struggling company.
I remember that.
And he turned it around. He turned it around.
Wow.
They did well.
That's
a
tough question, too.
He made so much money that he eventually, with his profit, bought the New England Patriots and owned them from 1988 to 1991. Now, you may be sitting there going, wow, that's only four seasons. There's a reason for that.
Okay.
Remington may have skyrocketed, but the Patriots took a nosedive.
And, of course, things turned around later for the Patriots.
I think the Patriots turned around.
That.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was, believe it or not, that was before Tom Brady was playing.
That's correct.
He's been around forever, but he wasn't playing that early.
Before TB.
Yeah.
Yeah, Victor Kermit Khayyam II Remington.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.